place where you get stiff, you call it a joint?
Joints. It hits joints. And, oh, well, it's locked. They say my knees is locked. That's what the doctor told me. Three and I ain't got no use of locked. And one doctor told me, now Dr. they told me that. One doctor told me, said, you be careful in walking. He says, that you just break off on one of your legs just any day. He says, that's stiff. You just break off any day.
Bone and break?
That you break it, that joint?
Mm-hmm.
Any day.
Yeah.
He says, you be careful, don't make no awkward steps. And he's told me not to even move my feet in the bed, you know, move. Not to exercise myself in the bed a bit in the world. And then my feet, on account that it could come unjoined.
I don't see how you could avoid moving around some.
I do have to move around some. Dr. told me that, but that was another doctor, Dr. Walker, told me that. He's a partner to Dr.
What about the upper part of a man's body, you call that his
chest?
Yeah, and you say he has broad
shoulders.
And this right here, that's my right
leg.
That's my right
foot.
Yeah. What about this part right here?
Knee.
Sometimes you bump it, it really stings.
Yeah, huh? Funny bone.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I've heard people call it the shin.
Yes, that's what it's called, a shin.
Yeah.
I call it a funny bone when you bump it.
Right. What about this part right here? Have you ever heard that called?
That's the hip.
Or the part right underneath?
That's a thigh.
Say if a little boy wanted to try to scare me,
mm-hmm.
Hide himself behind the couch so I couldn't see him.
Mm-hmm.
You'd say he had to do what so I couldn't see him?
He'd have squat down.
Yeah. Ever heard people say hunker down?
Uh-huh.
How yeah. would they say that?
Hunker down. So he can't see me.
I was just wondering if you could ever call this part of your leg your hunkers.
Well, I imagine you could.
Or haunches, something like that.
I imagine you could. The dog was hurt and cold.
Five. What about this expression? Say if somebody has been sick, you might say, well, old so-and-so's up and around now, but he still looks a little bit...
peaky.
Right.
Thin.
Mm-hmm. What about a man who can lift very heavy weights? You say he's mighty?
He's a very heavy weight.
Well, if he can lift heavy weights, you say he's mighty?
Mighty strong.
You ever heard people use word stout like
stout,
that?
Stout, too. But, you know, I see him lift 400 and 600 on his TV.
That's a lot of weight for
him. Ooh, I seen one man the other day. I thought he was going to have a heart attack and he lifted. He fell to the ground after he done.
Well, you pull everything loose.
I'd be scared to death. I'd pull everything about me loose. And he fell to the ground. I tell you, I sure was uneasy about that man for a while. They said he was all right, so.
Picked up anything like that, mm-hmm. I think it'd be the worst
I tell you right now, that's wanting money, ain't it? Wanting too much of it.
I guess so. What about a person who goes around, he always has a smile on his face,
mm-hmm.
and something good to say about everybody?
Yeah, he's a pleasant person.
Need more of those.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes, you know, young boys, when they're growing up, they'll reach an age where they kind of bump into things and trip over their own feet.
Yeah, clumsy.
Yeah.
I've seen that like that. Just clumsy, nervous like.
Right.
More or less called from nerves.
What about a person who just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense? You just say he's a plain.
Well, he just ain't got it all.
You ever heard people just come out and say, well, don't pay any attention to him, he's just plain food?
Yeah, it's, I've heard that many times. I just say he ain't got it all.
Is that a pretty strong thing to say about somebody if you call him a food?
I hate to call anybody a food, but I have seen people that I thought was food.
Yeah.
Haven't you?
It Is there anything in the Bible about not saying that? Or?
Well, I don't think we should tell nobody a fool. I try not to tell nobody a fool. But sometimes I think they act a fool.
Yes, ma'am. What about a person who's got a lot of money, but he likes to hang on to it?
Well, he's an old miser. What you call him. So stingy and you don't look to do himself. And you know, them kind of people never enjoys me. You know, money was supposed to be used.